It's Monday, November 7th, and you're listening to the Geek News Central podcast, sponsored by GoDaddy.com. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Here we are, show number 719, and yes, oh boy, I've got a big one for you today. And of course, Geek News Central is also sponsored in part by GoToMeeting with HD Faces, the world's best web conferencing tool. And yeah, kind of weird get-go here from a very cold Fairfax, Virginia. You know what comes next. Strap in. Here it comes.
Coming to you from a dimly lit hotel room with bad Wi-Fi and not enough power outlets, here's everyone's favorite jet-lagged geek, Todd Cochran.
Aloha and welcome to the Geek News Central podcast, coming to you as live as it can be from Fairfax, Virginia, via the Geek News Central Portable Studio. Hey, everyone, welcome to the show. And yes, it's been great to have a week off. And boy, you can tell it's been a week off because I'm right off the bat here fumbling. But hey, I want to, of course, do a real quick thank you to Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, for doing the show last Monday night. So I hope you enjoyed that show. And of course, we'll have Don back another time to do another show. But one thing, you know, is I had planned on having another host on for a Thursday night show, but that kind of fell apart at the last minute. So anyway, we're back here with you after a week off. And of course, I've got a lot to share with you. But of course, if you're just checking out the time, I'm on travel. I am not in the studio in Honolulu. You can see I have a great view behind me. It's a wall with drapes. So I am definitely in the portable studio and in a hotel here in Fairfax, Virginia. So those of you that are watching video, not too much to look behind, but I do have a great show lined up for you today and lots to cover. Of course, I want to give a warm welcome to all of the Ohana, all of you that have been longtime listeners of the show. Thanks for being here and being part of the family. And of course, we want to welcome the listeners and viewers from around the world that tune in from about 190 different countries. Hey, I want to make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com and check out all the great content. Boy, I tell you, the writers have been putting together some amazing articles here over the past week or so. So if you haven't been over the website, make sure you get over and check out all the great content that's being put up. We'll talk about some of that content here a little later in the show. Of course, most importantly, get subscribed to the podcast. That way you'll never miss a single episode. We'll be doing two shows here from Virginia, and then I will be back in the studio for the following Monday show. I think we're going to be able to do a Saturday morning tech if my wife doesn't have too many honey-do things for me to do after being gone 2 weeks. But I think we'll have a Saturday morning tech from the studio in Honolulu this coming Saturday. I'll keep you advised on that on the Thursday show. Of course, we want to make sure that you watch us on the Tech Podcast channel on the Roku, Boxy, and on your Samsung Smart TV. That is really where you can stay connected with the show all the time and never miss a single episode. Well, I tell you, I've got looking here at my list of stuff to go over tonight. And I know I've got a good stack of stuff to talk to you about. But I do want to just share a little bit here about my trip. But I guess let me go ahead and take care of a little business first, and then we'll get into this past week, and I'll let you know what's going on. Hey, I want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here. And, of course, get over to GoDaddy.com and pick up a special that we got happening right now through November 15th. So you've got about 8 more days to get access to this. This is 20% off on their website tonight plans of 12 months or longer. By using the code GEEK12, you're going to save 20% off their already low price for this specific offer. Of course, if you're just picking up a domain name, a dedicated server, a virtual dedicated server, my promo codes work as well. I had one person email me this weekend and said that the ComSale code for the 799.com renewals was not working. Tested that today and it worked fine. Just make sure if you're using one of the codes that you're not combining it with another offer. And if you are combining it with another offer, that will really kind of null and void the code. So just be aware of that. Geek5 will save you 15% on any order $20 or more. Todd20 will save you 20% on a one-year shared hosting account at GoDaddy. Todd will save you 10% on non-domain orders. ComSale and ComSale2 will get you .com renewals and new.coms for $7.99 and $7.49 respectively. Of course, we've got a bunch of other codes there. Aloha seems to be a real popular one right now, but you're getting $20 off any purchase of $75 or more. Of course, you can find all the codes over at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Let's talk here for just a second about the trip. I flew out, it was a week ago Friday, and if that makes sense, yeah, a week ago Friday, and flew into Detroit, got in Saturday afternoon. Was able to blast over to my mom and spend time with my mom for about 3 days, I guess. I did make the rounds and see my grandfather, who was in a care home in Wauseon, Ohio. And then I was up to Morenci seeing my cousin. Of course, her three children are still missing. We're almost on the one-year mark on that. And I'll be having to get some flyers from him and stuff. I'll be putting, once I get back to Honolulu, I'll scan them up and make them available via PDF. But hard to believe, it's almost been a year since those three kids went missing. No real updates that I can share publicly, but the investigation continues on that. So anyway, it was there through Tuesday morning, drove into to Dearborn, to Ford, stayed at the Dearborn Inn, which is basically Ford's flagship. It's a Marriott property. At the same time, it's basically where Ford does all their business and has all their people come into. So we had a great evening then. Was shown a lot of cool stuff. Some of the stuff we'll talk about here at the beginning of the show, and some of that you may have already seen on Geek News Central if you've been over to the website as well. But I finished up at Ford Wednesday afternoon. I bounced over to the airport. Flight was delayed. Finally got out of Detroit, got into Chicago, missed my connection. Long story short, got into Los Angeles pretty late on Wednesday night. And then Thursday morning, boom, right into Blog World. And I was at Blog World Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Just a little update on Blog World. I think what I'm feeling melancholy. Can't even pronounce it tonight. In that the show is definitely lacking new media creators, and it definitely was a blogging event. Very disappointed in the total turnout for new media creators, and it really has to be something done to get the new media creators back in order to justify me to spend money to go back and put up a booth. We did make a couple of good business contacts, so hopefully that turns into some business and pays for our trip. So anyway, Blog World was okay from a, you know, from a socializing standpoint, business standpoint. So I guess. You know, it was sad because normally when I would announce in years past the podcast awards winners at the show, there would be 1,000 people that were there to listen specifically to the podcast awards announcement, and it was pitiful. I mean, no, it was embarrassing how bad it really was. I mean, it was downright embarrassing on the number of people that just made me really rethink, and we'll stay virtual from here on out. We're never going to do a live event at Blog World like that again, that's for sure. But you know, overall, I think people got a lot out of the event. Hopefully the people that attended my sessions got some good information out of it. I was in two sessions, one that was my own, and then one was a panel. And it was, you know, I think it turned out okay. So anyway, that's kind of what happened at Blog World. Flew out Sunday afternoon to here to Virginia. Really nothing too fancy happen there, and I'm going to be here in the Washington, D.C. area the rest of the week, and they'll be flying home on Friday. But I got a lot to share with you tonight as far as the tech news goes. Going to try to make it a little shorter show tonight, but I have a very full week, and it's already way past my show start time tonight. Was dinking around with Wirecast for about an hour. It's this thing is just, man, just beyond frustrating, and getting it to work correctly, and I think I kind of got it figured out. It's just I don't use it enough. That's a big part of it. But let's take care of one last piece of business here and get into the tech. And again, I want to thank Don Bain, a gadget professor at Geek News Central, for being the really the MC, for actually standing in for me on one show. I've gotten lots of feedback from me. Yeah, you guys need to get subscribed to a show, because people are saying, well, is he going to be on more? And where can I get more of this information? And I'm like, I've been talking about Don's show here on this show for a long time. He can be subscribed to right on the first, on the page at Geek News Central. It's called The Gadget Professor, and he's got an iTunes, Zune Marketplace, and RSS link there. So feel free to get subscribed to Don's show. And then what have you guys been thinking about Robot Underpants since it went to audio-only format? Kind of cool what they've been doing, yeah? I thought it was decent what they've done. And I think that Langley might be on to something there. So hopefully that show continues to evolve. All right, in today's fast-paced work environment, getting everyone in the same room for a meeting can be challenging, especially when they work in different locations, and that's my group. And that's why I use GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix. It's amazing. You can collaborate online by sharing your presentation while seeing colleagues face-to-face in high definition. Video quality is so clear and natural, it's like being really in the same room. All you need is an internet connection, a webcam. It's just that easy. I love GoToMeeting with HD Faces. I can share any doc in my computer screen with really everyone in the online meeting while seeing their immediate reactions and, really can react to that. Facial expressions really tell so much. You guys can see those who are watching the video, whether I'm excited or sad or mad or pissed off or whatever it can be. That's what you'll see with HD Faces, and you can adjust as the meeting coordinator as needed. So with GoToMeeting with HD Faces, my meetings are more personal, engaging, and effective. So I want you to try GoToMeeting with HD Faces today. As a listener, you can try it for 30 days free. Don't wait for this special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. Again, be sure to use the promo code PODCAST. When you fill that out, GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter the information out, and enter the promo code PODCAST. And of course, we want to thank GoToMeeting for being a longtime sponsor here at Geek News Central. All right, let me go ahead here and see if I can open up. I got a lot going. I didn't travel with that new laptop yet, and that was a big mistake. This will be the last trip for this little dual core Centrino Intel laptop from Dell. It's old Dell Latitude D830. This thing has seen better days, and it is going to stay home forever after this point. But what I want to do here is go ahead and get into the content if the computer lets me. And I want to talk a little bit about a couple of things I saw at Ford. For those of you that currently have a My Ford Touch in your vehicle, and I think it's in the MKS Lincolns, it's in the Edge, and currently in the Explorer. For those of you that have a My Ford Touch, and some of you have had some problems with it, Ford is going to be sending you out an update. Everyone that has My Ford Touch in their vehicle is going to be getting an update via a USB stick, and you're going to be able to make the update right from the comfort of that. But this performance, a service call or anything like that, this performance upgrade is really going to make My Ford Touch much easier to use. The screen navigation update includes a simplified layout, larger fonts, clear labels, and four-corner easy navigation. The software update also is going to help with better phone pairing with wider phone compatibility. The voice recognition system has underwent a major overhaul, as well as They made improvements to the Navtech map system with more 3D landmarks and basically corner navigation. It's just, you know, it's a huge update, and they really emphasized that this is a major performance, and they really didn't say stability, but I heard one person say that, because I know some people have had some crashes of their Mi4 Touch. And even more exciting, in the 2013 model year, they're going to be introducing Mi4 Touch to Taurus, Flex, and Escape. So some pretty cool stuff going on in those platforms. I'm going to have more news as we get closer to the Los Angeles car show about some really exciting stuff. And you've probably seen some of the stuff we've already announced on the Geekness Central website about what Ford's announced. And I'll be honest with you, the vehicle update itself, and let's see if I've actually got this here in the stack. Did I do that? I hope I did. Let me see if I've got it here in the pile. Yeah, the Ford Focus and the Flex, they are introducing, actually on the Ford Focus, are coming out with an ST version. And basically this is, oh my goodness, this car is going to be fun to drive. The new Ford Focus ST packs about like 250 horsepower with 250 foot-pounds of torque. It's going to have EcoBoost built in, and if you're going to buy this ST version, this thing is nothing but go fast. It is simply, no, excuse me, it's powered by a 2.0 liter engine. It's lightweight. Of course, it's using high-pressure direct injection, low and tertial turbocharging, and twin independent variable camshaft timing. So this thing is just going to be smoking. And I was really excited about it because it had some really cool onboard technology along with racing-styled seats. Had a sport suspension and was styled in a way that just really, it looks fast. And I got to get up and get close to it and touch it and look at the lines. It's just, it's going to be a real cool vehicle. And I'll tell you, if I was 16, 17, 18, 20, 22 years of age, and I was looking for a fun vehicle to drive, this thing is going to have, even though it's a small car, it's going to have some major, major muscle behind it. And this is going to be Ford's first global performance car. So this car is going to be going globally, not just in the United States. And they didn't announce the price tag on it, but I personally hope I get invited back to Ford to drive one of these bad boys. And also, I can't say what else I saw, but all I can say is for you that guys that are motorheads, oh my God. Wait to see what is going to be announced at the Los Angeles Auto Show. That's all I can say. I think I got to see what you're going to see for about 2 minutes. All I can say is they drove some things with an S up, turned the lights on, gave us a quick view, shut the lights off, and drove them away. It was pretty cool, and they didn't let us get too close. But another thing they announced is the Ford is going to be showing off a concept Fiesta with an ST concept car at LA as well. So I've got all these articles up at Geek News Central, but I want to thank Ford for inviting me out to Dearborn to see all these cool new cars. And there is going to be some stuff announced that if you are in the market, just wait, okay? Just wait a couple weeks and see what Ford is announcing. It's going to be worth your time to wait. There was two major things I saw that made me go, we're definitely, my family's almost due for another vehicle, and that's all I can say without busting any NDAs. And they were like, boy, oh boy, they read us the riot act one way up, down the other about not saying too much or saying anything too early. Matter of fact, it was funny. I was at they have a Qantas, or they don't. United doesn't have a lounge at Detroit, and I was basically, it was in the one of the lounges, and I sat down, and I heard this guy and this gal talking, and they weren't really talking. They were talking kind of around a topic, and I turned around and And I mentioned, yeah, I just was out at Ford for the last couple of days. And I thought it sounded like they it didn't quite sound like they were had been at Ford. And the one lady goes, well, what did you see at Ford? And I'm like, nothing I can tell you. And she laughed. She goes, well, I'm just checking. I'm with Ford. So they had someone in the lounge. I'm sure they were going somewhere. But it was kind of funny because she kind of egged me on to try to get me to say something. And I'm not stupid. That's not happening. But and if I had, right there, been busted, and it wouldn't have been good. But no, I haven't told anybody. And then a lot of people have been asking, but I've kept quiet beyond what I've been able to talk about legally. All right, let's go ahead and talk about a couple more articles over at GNC. Alan wrote a good article about EA Games. Was really has they're one of the most popular game makers, and they've been in the mobile market for some time now. But they've announced a pretty cool a new app. It's and he writes about it. It's a new game for a mobile device, and this is pretty cool. It's NSF Shift has basically released their latest car game, and the Speed Hot Pursuit is now available for a host of cool features. You can customize your car, do all kinds of stuff. Now it's still a pretty big download for a for a game, $6.99 from the Android market, 500 megs on the download, but it should entertain any mobile gamer, and folks have been raving about this. So we don't normally cover too much gaming stuff at GNC, but Alan is enthralled with this thing. Another article that Alan put up was 60 seconds of mobile use in October 2011, and really what was going on, MobClicks did some research about what cell phone users are clicking, came up with a snapshot of what goes on in a single minute of usage, and this is interesting. In they were looking globally, and 4,111 ads were clicked on in 60 seconds. I just can't believe that people are clicking that many mobile apps. But games like Ant Smasher, that game was being played. 284,100 ants were smashed on Ant Smasher. 54,212 LCS interactions took place. 77,000 Wi-Fi connections were made. 400,000 ad requests were served, 140,000 rich media ad requests were served, 23,000 apps were downloaded. This was in a single 60 seconds. 463 mobile banking transactions in Europe, $2,340 in ad dollars were spent in the United States in those 60 seconds. 2,000 lyrics played on TuneWiki, 1,500 pings sent on PingMe, 180 million coins are collected on Tiny Zoo Friends, which is a game that's on mobile stuff. So just amazing to see as many mobile phones are out there, what's happening in a single 60 seconds of usage. Another article that was done by Andrew on GNC was talking about the Japanese government is taking contingency planning to a new level by planning for an alternative, or aka backup city, for Tokyo. And they're planning this to be built 300 miles to the west of Tokyo on an old airport. And it would have the capacity to hold 50,000 residents and about 200,000 workers. And primarily, they want to move the government and you know, primary functions, if something happened, to Tokyo, to keep Japan up and running. And I thought that was pretty interesting and probably smart planning after this last earthquake situation that happened there earlier this year. Okay, that's nice. PC Magazine, your article couldn't load, so let's try reloading it. We'll come back to it here in a second. Google Plus has finally launched brand pages. Now they're open for all. Within the show notes tonight, you'll see a brand page link for Geek News Central. I hope that you'll go up there and follow me at GNC on Google Plus. And we're going to be creating other brand pages as well. So if you have a brand or a company and you're looking to get your presence on Google Plus, as may you have it on Facebook, now is the time to move forward and get that done. So anyway, Google Plus has finally launched their brand pages, and really they look like just personal pages, and so not too much of a surprise there. Hey, I knew that I was going to be needing hard drives for CES 2012. I knew I was going to need to order some new ones. And I heard about, you know, we heard about this flooding in Thailand. We've talked about it here on the show. And the prices for hard drives right now are exploding. So if you need hard drives, you better hold up, because according to Toshiba, the water around its facility is more than 2 meters deep, or 6.6 feet, with more than 1 meter of water inside the building. Western Digital has stated that they estimate that their regular capacity and possible supplier's capacity was significantly constrained for several quarters. So in other words, hard drives are going to be hard to come by. A huge number of the hard drives that come to market are made in Thailand. Now check this out. Here is current prices. On May 6th, all the way through up about October 23rd, 24th, you could buy Western Digital Caviar Black 2 terabyte 7200 RPM 64 meg cache SATA drive for about $160. Right now, today, that same hard drive is $249. So if you need a hard drive, it's too late. The prices are already up. You're going to have to wait. I ordered two terabyte drives, and I got them for $164 through Newegg a week and a half ago, just before I left. And but the price is up. If you look at prices across the board, anywhere from 133% to 168% increase in price just in the past couple of weeks. So this is huge, and I don't think that this is going to get any better anytime soon. But most suppliers say they have enough drives to last through the end of November, but it could end up getting much more you know, much more touchy here as time goes on, because the flooding has not subsided in Thailand at all. So just be aware of that, okay? When you are, you know, if you're thinking about buying a drive, don't be surprised to see the prices have gone through the roof, because it's going to be ugly. Hey, many of you have been suffering an outage today. Time Warner had a huge outage across the United States. There was basically an outage from New York, L.A., San Francisco, Kansas, Dallas, Ohio, and apparently it was something to do with a router issue. And so anyway, I don't know if everyone's back up, but definitely Time Warner customers were down across the country for a large part of the day today. And if you were affected, you obviously already knew that. Hey, Best Buy is launching some new retail spaces in their store. It's basically a section called Home Energy. And this is kind of interesting. It's making they're making a bet on home energy gear, and they've also launched a new web portal as well. Now, right now, the home energy sections are only at 3 stores nationwide. They're in the San Carlos, California, Chicago, and Willowbrook, Texas, where they're going to be testing these home energy sections. And what I like about this is they've got all these cool tools to or cool displays and products that are all about energy savings. And if I'd have known, I don't know where San Carlos is. It's probably in California. If I'd have been close enough, I could have took a look at this while I was still in L.A. But if you're in one of those store areas, you can definitely check it out. But definitely check out the web portal. The link will be up in the show notes on how to get to it. But, you know, all this green gear, everything to save energy in the home is cool. So anyway, I'll have the link up. You can look at all the photos from the store. I think this is a good move by the folks at Best Buy. Folks at GigaOhm are speculating that Siri is going to be coming to older iOS devices in the near future. That's apparently doing a lot of testing, and maybe even bringing it to Mac computers as well. So there's no reason why it shouldn't, but we'll see what happens here with this. But apparently Siri has been such a success, it's Apple is working towards seeing if they can backfit it into other devices. Doesn't really, you know, from a sales standpoint, a lot of people have been upgrading just to get Siri. I was actually in an Apple store today, just went in to kind of look, and they still don't have available. You can't just walk in yet and pick up phones. The demand is still that high where you still have to make a reservation the night before to come in and get a phone. So I guess Hong Kong sold out in like 30 minutes when they were introduced in Hong Kong yesterday. So the demand is huge. It'll be interesting to see how many devices they sell between now and Christmas. I found it interesting. I found an article over in Bloomberg Businessweek, and it talks about Facebook's Zuckerberg talking about how Steve Jobs advised him on company focus. Can you imagine having been so lucky as to have been brought, you know, basically been able to be mentored a little bit by Steve Jobs before his death? But apparently, he did a lot of mentoring to some of the top startups. And Zuckerberg said, I had a lot of questions for him. In an interview with Charlie Rose that's due to air today, the topics included how to build a team around team around you that's focused on building as high quality and as good things as, the topics included how to build a team around you that's focused on building as high quality and good things as you are. Well, so I guess Zuckerberg thinks pretty highly of himself, as he should, I guess. But apparently, in the period before he died on October 5th, viewed it as his responsibility to give up advice to up-and-coming technology executives, including Zuckerberg. And Jobs said that in interviews with the author Walter Isaacson, that he admired Facebook CEO for not selling out. And I think we've talked about that here before. But nice to see that Zuckerberg was able to get some one-on-one with Steve. Here's some news that should not be surprising. There's a report out that game consoles are the most popular devices for watching online content on a TV screen for the 25 and under crowd. So the report also found that 65% of U.S.-based weekly Xbox 360 users under the age of 25 watch more TV shows and movies online through the console than their desktop or notebook PCs. Strategy Analytics Senior Analyst Jia Wu said these findings indicate significant levels of consumer demand for such services. So the upcoming update to and the launch of Xbox TV that'll be available for the holiday season is going to really impact how that crowd watches content. And, of course, you know, last month Microsoft announced plans to bring nearly 40 TV entertainment providers to its Xbox Live service, including Bravo, Comcast, HBO Go, Sci-Fi, and, of course, in the BBC in the UK, some channels in Spain, and Rogers On Demand in Canada. So this is pretty big, and we'll see where this leads. But definitely the OTT set-top box arena is definitely being shook up. One thing that we talked about at CES is we introduced, my team at Raw Voice introduced a new thing called MetaMarks. And what MetaMarks is going to allow content creators to do without rebuilding their content is they're going to be able to mark specific points within their media. So like, for example, here we are, I don't know what time we're at, but let's say I take a time hack right now. And at this point, if you guys were watching the video, I would instruct it to pop up a link that would link you to the MetaMarks FAQ. Or maybe I can do a little later in the program, I'm talking about something I can ask a survey question. I have a little pop-up that says, did you like this topic, yes or no? And maybe even a little further down the line, I can flag it or drop a MetaMark on the timeline and basically say at this point go ahead and roll an ad. So this is really where we're trying to focus and giving content creators the ability to basically MetaMark their data in certain positions to do certain features. And we've got 8 specific categories that we're going to introduce, initially going to release it with 4 within our PowerPress plugin for WordPress. and we're pretty excited about it, and the folks that we talked to were as well. Our hope is that we'll get some major adoption by some companies, so that as my media and other content media folks' stuff is playing back, you're going to be able to start having more interactivity with my content. We're still trying to figure out how to work it for the audio portion. We don't know if we're going to put a little doop or something like that, a little beep or something to indicate, hey, if you can look at the screen that you're listening on right now, and maybe we'll be able to pop up a little info packet or something. So we got to kind of figure out how to do it within the audio, but for the video, it's really a no-brainer. So we're pretty excited about that. That's Metamarks, which is undergoing trademark submission for Raw Voice, but we're going to be openly sharing the API and the spec on that. So I'm pretty excited about that. Hey, over at Google, they have now allowed you to directly connect, and they have hooked their search engine to Google Plus, and all you got to do is opt in. Just go to Google, do a Google search for Google Plus. It'll take you to the page, and it'll prompt you to basically link your search. You have to be logged into Google at the time to link it, but once you do, anytime you do a Google search and you're looking for a specific company, it'll automatically, as long as you do Google Plus or Plus Google, and then the company name like Raw Voice, you'll find the link directly within Google Plus, which is kind of cool to find the listing there. Those of you that are Adobe fans, Adobe Elements on the Mac App Store, boy oh boy, this is big. So you can get Adobe Premiere Elements version 10 and one other, Photoshop Elements version 10, now via the Mac App Store. So this is big, because for those of you that have multiple apps, all you gotta do is pay once. You're gonna be able to download it as up to five times. It's a pretty huge download, about 1.21 gigs, but it shows you that Adobe's really watching what's going on in the software sales. I'm shocked that Adobe has went and did this, in bringing their product to the Mac App Store. Now the question is, will they bring their full versions of their products to the Mac App Store? Because, you know, usually they allow you to only use it on two computers, but Apple has basically said you can do up to five with one purchase, which is big. So just check it out. I have a link up in the show notes for you to review. The RIAA is, especially a specific lawyer at the RIAA, is saying that the DMCA may need an overhaul. They're not happy. The four largest record labels are unhappy with the way the courts have interpreted the DMCA in recent years and may need to ask Congress for changes, according to Jennifer Presier, the attorney who oversees litigation for the Recording Industry Association of America. In other words, they've had a bunch of rulings go against them, so now what do they want? They want the law changed, and they want it so that it can be much tighter. Of course. Of course, because judges have ruled against them and so many times now, it's not surprising that they're going to go back and use their lobbying force to get the DMCA modified. I say good luck with that. We'll see how that goes. Well, if you look out your window tomorrow, actually, if you follow the major astronomy sites tomorrow, astronomers are tracking an asteroid about the size of an aircraft carrier that on Tuesday will pass Earth within the moon's orbit. This is the closest approach of an object in over a generation. The 1,300-foot-wide asteroid, known as 2005 YU-55, poses no hazard, according to an expert at NASA's JPL laboratory. But this thing's going to pass within 201,000 miles of Earth, which is pretty doggone close in space miles. And the asteroid is going a whopping 29,000 miles per hour. Not a good thing to impact Earth, but it's basically passing closer than what the moon would. And so they're going to be looking at this thing very closely as it rolls by. But this is the biggest one in a long time. So we'll see what views they get from it. So during the next 48 hours or so, astronomers expect to map the asteroid's surface and refine their knowledge about its orbit to better predict where it will show up next time. Okay? on Forbes.com, there's an article about an iPhone security bug that is going to be revealed at the Syscon conference in Taiwan next week. This gentleman plans to present a method that exploits a flaw in Apple's restriction on code signing on an iOS device. And basically, the security measure that allows only Apple-approved commands to run on an iPhone or iPad. But using his method, he's found a hack on this. So we'll see what happens here. But this guy's a former NSA analyst who now works as a researcher with a consultancy company called Acuvent. And he created a proof of concept called InstaStock to show the vulnerability. So the individual's app has been removed from the App Store. But given how serious the exploit is, the app will obviously be patching this pretty close. We probably will be putting out a patch very soon. But anyway, he's found a way to run things that shouldn't be running, where innocent apps could be doing very nefarious things to our accounts and the data within our mobile devices. Well, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is really getting whacked pretty hard. Apparently, there's a move here by potentially the CEA and also Google are considering dropping out of the chamber, specifically because the chamber is supporting the Protect IP SOPA Act, and they're very upset about this, and they feel that the Chamber of Commerce is nothing more than a pawn for several of the major companies that donate heavily to it. And, of course, Apple dumped the U.S. Chamber of Commerce 2 years ago over its anti-science position on climate change. Yahoo recently refused to renew its membership out of the disgust of the Chamber's position on Protect IP / SOPA. So this could mean some more heavy hitters leaving the U.S. Chamber of Congress, Chamber of Commerce. So that's a big move. So we'll see what happens if they actually do that. And I'm glad to see that Google and CEA are considering walking away from that, from their memberships with them. The Justice Department has dropped its request to be allowed to lie in response to a Freedom of Information Act, so that's good. So they've dropped that, and this was after outcry of citizens basically saying, how dare you? So anyway, they've dropped that request. And I'm glad to see that that happened. Hey, we're just a few weeks away. I didn't realize we were this close, but the Curiosity rover is now bolted to an Atlas rocket, and we've got a launch here soon, folks. The new rover is scheduled to launch on November 25th, the day after Thanksgiving. So this is outstanding, and of course it's going to be. It's got, I think, a nine-month trip to Mars, and will be a landing sometime in August of 2012. So the 2.5 billion rover must lift off by December 18th in order to reach Mars on schedule. Actually, the launch window closes for 26 months, so they have to get this baby off the ground between November 25th and December 18th. And let's just pray the Atlas rocket this thing's being strapped to has been checked out and very closely. We want this one to make it to orbit. Very exciting stuff. I just didn't realize they were that close from launching the new rover. So we're going to have plenty of Mars content to talk about next year. Hey, let's talk about the Nook. This is pretty cool. The new Nook is, you just check this out. You know, when my kids were little, I used to read to them quite a bit. And, of course, now they're older. It's the only one I really have to help too much with reading is my seven-year-old. But if you got little kids and you like reading stuff, especially military folks that listen to this, there's a way now on the new Nook where you can buy a book, and let's say a children's book, and you can open to the first page, and there's a way you can record yourself reading the book. And every time, then once you go through the whole book and save it, then when your child goes back and opens the book up, it'll play your voice reading to them. Now, don't be lazy and, read actively, but this is pretty cool. You can read to your kid, and this is a great way for people that travel a lot to be able to read stories for your kids. So this is a fantastic feature. I'm sure we're going to see this trickle down into other devices, but real awesome. It really, really is. Hey, Microsoft has installed the biggest Windows phone ever in New York City's Herald Square. You got to check this video out. This thing is massive. Of course, this is a celebration for Windows, and they've introduced the Windows 7.5, and it's in relation to the Samsung Focus S, the Focus Flash, and the HTC Radar 4G being introduced. So Windows is upping their game. So the Windows Phone 7.5 with these new handsets is being heralded, of course, again in the New York City's Herald Square. I have a video up in the show notes for you to check out. Microsoft stole one and got a good one for the team here. Microsoft has tapped Samsung VP Gavin Kim to be the new Windows Phone General Manager. So this is huge. And they stole him away from Samsung. So we'll see how this turns out, see if Samsung goes after them. But Kim is going to be responsible to help set the future direction for Windows Phone platform to accelerate Microsoft's trajectory to win the hearts and minds of consumers. They got a long way to go. Love you, Rob, but boy, I tell you, they got a long way to go with Windows Phone 7. Hey, Verizon customers, hey, listen up. Verizon to begin offering double the data for your buck tomorrow as a limited time promo. Okay, so here's the official word. You're going to have to call. Beginning tomorrow, Verizon Wireless enters a limited time promotion that will offer customers the opportunity to receive double the amount of data for the same monthly fee for all Verizon Wireless 4G smartphones. For example, a customer who purchases a 2-gig plan will for $30 receive 4 gigs for $30. The plan is available for new and existing customers. Existing customers need to request a change via customer service or through their My Verizon accounts, the free portal where customers can view and pay their bills to make changes account and purchase new devices. I don't think any device purchase is required, but you need to act quickly. There's no time frame on this, but they're doubling the data for the same price and you get it for free. So this is a big one by Verizon, and I'm sure they're trying to boost sales here at the end of the year. Google's Eric Schmidt told Senate committee that Siri may pose a competitive threat. Yeah, I think so. I think that's I think that's known very well. I bet you're going to see Google investing a lot more in voice here, and any voice companies are probably on the will be probably looked at very close from a possible purchase from a purchase perspective or an acquisition perspective. KL Tech wrote a good article on GNC talking about the war in cyberspace, and KL goes into talking about cyber espionage and a growing threat that's happening today online. And this is a good write-up, and it's got some links to some folks that have been talking about this recently. But it goes to show how cyber espionage is on the climb. And, of course, the current administration is now crafting rules of engagement in cyberspace after releasing its general policy earlier this year. And, of course, many see cyberspace as a fifth pillar of defense. Of course, originally there was four pillars, land, sea, air, and space, and then one more, of course, fifth is cyber. So we'll see where this goes. All companies need to be aware of cyber threats. Well, Google TV update happened. Of course, those of you that have Sony devices, Sony Google TV's got an update. The Logitech device hasn't updated yet. And, of course, we need the Logitech to update so that we can do our final testings of our Google TV app. But Google TV update has included some interesting new channels. The folks from Vivid, you guys know who Vivid is, right? That's all I'm really going to say. But they have introduced a streaming HD adult channel. So, of course, it didn't take too, and this is all HTML5 driven, so it didn't take the adult industry too long to come in behind here and get their site set up. But I think we'll probably see a lot more of this. But, you know, they've worked their way around it because they you can use the browser to go there directly, and you don't have to have an app to do so. Also, Google is testing some new search results. It's called Sources, and when you search, and some people have seen this, when you search like Rihanna or some other famous person, it's almost like a Wikipedia page of that person pop up, and it actually lays out information, kind of like a bio of that person. So this is kind of cool. At some point, maybe we'll all have, when you search my name, maybe you'll find a bio of me. Doubtful, but possibly. But Google's playing around with this, and so it's interesting goes. But they've always experimenting with new features, and this is no exception. For those of you that use FeedDemon, of course, I was a big user of FeedDemon up until Google Reader really kind of came on the scene. But with the changes of Google Reader, for those of you still using FeedDemon, there's going to be some major changes taking place. And I'll have some information on that in the show notes, but some of the sharing features are going away and some of the social stuff as well. So just be aware of that. All right, that takes me to the end of the actual content for tonight. And what I want to do is I want to go ahead here and I'll open up the email, if it will open. And okay, and see if what we have for comments. And I got to go way back because we haven't done a show in a while. So I actually need to go back to, see, the last time I did a show was on October 28th. Was that the last show I was on? Yeah, I guess so. So let's go back to the 28th here. Oh, there's a bunch of stuff. So if I miss something here, actually, I think all these here are stuff that I've covered. And let me go ahead and talk about show numbers. Yeah, did I talk about that? Did I read this? Okay. Got an email here from Richard. He said, hey, Todd, you're talking about how the New York Times tracks articles and so forth. Check out Kevin Rode podcast called Foundation on 9/11. Dennis Crowley of Foursquare is the one that developed that model of tracking news stories for the New York Times using the data network that he developed with Foursquare. It's really cool. You have to watch this episode. I guarantee you'll watch that one. You won't be able to wait for the next one. Awesome stuff. Got an email here from Richard as well. Hey, Richard. Hey, did you hear where Google is supposed to release Android Market on our TV? Yes, I have a Google TV. It's reading on GigaOm that they have a video up on the new Google TV. So Richard was keeping me updated on what was going on. And hey, Barry, I know you may be watching. And so I'd like to definitely, if possible, meet up with you. I have an event Wednesday night already, potentially Thursday early for dinner. I guess we'll have to kind of play it by ear, but drop me an email, Barry, and I'll see what I can do to make some time to try to meet with you if at all possible. Got an email here from Robert. He said, hey, Todd, I like the recent show Don, the Gadget Professor, did. It was a cool story told. Would like to see more of it. Thank you. I like your GNC. And definitely, hey, Robert, you got to go over and just get subscribed to the Gadget Professor, and you'll get more stuff like that. Got an email here from Bruce. Hey, Todd, sorry I can't switch on to a different voice. One of your key differentiators is your tone accent as much as it and as such is what I've been accustomed to. This is no slur on the Gadget Professor, but he doesn't seem to have the same impact as yourself. Like they see, you don't know what you're missing until it's gone. Whether have you have a break and then change format / presenters. Others may disagree, and that's democracy. Keep up the good work, Bruce, in the UK. Yeah, I understand it. And so we kind of had I think you were the only objector. Got an email here from iFi. He said, hey, Todd, really enjoyed the show that the Gadget guy did. The story he told was crazy. I looked it up, and it was true. More shows like it would be good. Got an email from Neer. He said, hey, just watched a show with Don Bain. It was a change of pace. I would like to see more of this kind of stuff. Thanks, Neil. I got an email from Aaron. Hey, thought you might. This is from Aaron. What is this article about? Apple supplier Foxconn may start building robots. The parent of Apple supplier Foxconn has broken ground in a new R&D facility in Taiwan to produce what could be robots that will be used in the company's facilities. Thanks for that link, Aaron. And I think that's it. I think that's all we had for email. Hey, as always, folks, geeknews@gmail.com. Geeknews@gmail.com. Voicemail hotline is 619-342-7365. 619-342-7365. No audio comments today, but I'll be back with you on Thursday night for a regular show. And thanks for being patient with me here, getting back into the swing of things, being back in the saddle here. But lots of content to share with you later in the week. Of course, make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com. Check out all the great articles that our content creators are writing. They're really doing a great job. We're getting a lot of tweets. Traffic's increasing to the website. And hope that you'll take the time to come over and check it out. But, of course, my name is Todd Cochran, and I encourage you again to get over to geeknewscentral.com. Thanks for being a subscriber. Thanks for being part of the HANA. We'll see you on Thursday. Take care. Next time, aloha.